I take it for some period of time, your headlamps were shining directly in the direction of the Tarian vehicle prior to the occurrence of the accident. Is that correct?
Yes, but just like a typical two-lane road, I was on the right-hand side of the road, and he was on the left. Not any more than any normal road would my lights be in his eyes.
How wide was the road, to your best estimate?
Actually wide enough for two cars, but I would say that would be stretching it.
Was there any period of time from the time you first observed the Tarian vehicle until the time of impact that your headlights were not facing in his direction?
Yes, my lights would have been in a different position when I started to make the curve.
For what period of time were your lights not facing in his direction, as best you can recollect, prior to impact?
3 to 4 seconds.
Was there any point in time at which you came to the belief that there was going to be a collision between the two vehicles prior to the occurrence?
Not until he hit me.
Do you recall observing the headlights of the vehicle behind the Tarian vehicle up until the occurrence of the accident?
I'll tell you what. My impression was that these vehicles were almost together.
Did they appear side by side?
No.
One behind the other, is that correct?
Yes.
Were they maintaining relatively constant distance?
Yes.
Do you recollect observing both vehicles up until just prior to the occurrence of the accident?
Yes.
Following the collision, did you speak at the scene of the accident? Did you speak with anybody about the accident?
Yes.
Following the accident, who did you first speak to about the accident?
I believe it was Daniel.
Mr. Tarian?
Yes.
Did you get out of your vehicle?
Yes, I did.
Do you recall whether he got out of his vehicle?
Yes, he did.
Do you recall whether your vehicle was moved as a result of the collision?
Yes. I was spun almost 360 degrees.
I understand it was spun, but was it moved?
Yes.
About how far was it moved from the point where the accident occurred?
10 to 12 feet.
What direction was it moved, as best you can recall?
It was moved to the west 12 feet.
Do you recall whether the two vehicles were in contact after the collision?
Yes, they were speaking to each other.
Were the two cars in contact?
What do you mean, in contact?
After the accident occurred, were the two cars touching each other?
No.
After the accident occurred, how far away were the two vehicles?
His vehicle and my vehicle?
Yes.
They were probably 12 feet apart.
Were there any other vehicles involved in this accident?
No.
Do you recall what, if anything, this other third vehicle did following the accident?
Yes, got out and immediately said it was my fault.
I take it following the accident, you got out and had a conversation with Daniel Tarian, is that correct?
And his wife and another female passenger.
As best you can recollect, what did you have to say to Mr. Tarian, and what was his response at the scene of the accident?
Well, his first response to me was, "You were going down a one-way street." My next response was, "You didn't make the stop sign."
Do you recall whether Mr. Tarian had anything else to say to you, or you to him, at that time?
At this point, I think we were trying to reassure everyone that we were okay. He had a baby that was throwing up and was very concerned about the infant.
Other than what you said so far, is there anything else that you recollect that you had to say to him, or he had to say to you, at the scene of the accident?
I think I was asking about their injuries. I think he had a split lip, and his wife had a cut on her shin. It was the other vehicle, you know, that was blabbing off at the mouth a lot.
Do you know who the driver of the other vehicle was?
No.
As best you can recollect, what did the driver of the other vehicle have to say, and what was your response, if any?
He made one derogatory comment, like, "Had I been drinking or smoking pot?" I think that is what he asked me.
And your response was?
No.
Other than that, he said something like he said it was your fault. Is that what you said?
He said you were going down a one-way street.
Other than what you said so far, is there anything else you can recollect?
I don't recall anything else.
My understanding is you had some conversation with other passengers. Is that correct?
Correct.
As best you can recollect, what did you have to say to the other passengers, and what was their response?
Well, I believe it was Daniel's wife was quite upset with him versus with me. Why, I do not know.
As best you can recall, what did she have to say?
I don't remember the exact words. It was more her attitude and, you know, her anger.
If you don't remember, that's fine. I'm trying to find out what you do remember. Other than what you told me so far with respect to the driver of the non-involved vehicle, or any of the passengers of the involved vehicle, including the driver, is there anything else that any of those persons had to say to you, or anything else you had to say to them, that you can recollect at this time?
I didn't discuss the accident. I was discussing more injuries than anything else. Then, when the police arrived on the scene, I didn't have any further contact with any of them.
What I'm trying to determine is what you recollect. One of the reasons is so that down the line you don't say, "Now I remember." If you recollect any such thing, that's fine. I want to know it now.
I don't recall anything else.
As far as you can recollect, there were no admissions of fault by the driver of the other vehicle, Mr. Therrien. Is that correct?
No, sir.
As far as you can recollect, what you told me so far is really all you remember of the conversations that you had with any of the people in either of the other two vehicles. Is that correct?
Yes.